U.S. authorities repeatedly planned to confront Sadr in 2003, leading to one of the many arguments between U.S. civilian and military leaders in Iraq. We had a couple of operations laid down in the fall of 2003 to take him out, and they got called off by CPA very shortly before execution of the plans, said a U.S. military intelligence officer. This is just one of the many murky areas in the history of the U.S. occupation where the buck is passed with surprising frequency. Bremer states in his memoir of his time in Iraq that he wanted to arrest Sadr, but was held back by Rumsfeld and the CIA. Sadr's weekly newspaper, Al-Hawza, kept up its attacks on the U.S. occupation during the fall and winter. "Bremer follows in the footsteps of Saddam," one of its headlines charged in late February. As best as can be determined, Bremer was appalled by a rampage conducted by Sadr's militia against gypsies living in southern Iraq, and, impatient with Sanchez, took the non-military steps available to him. In late March, he used his civil authority to shut down Sadr's newspaper. A few days later, he ordered the arrest of Sadr's top deputy, Mustafa Yaqubi, who was believed by U.S. intelligence to be the brains behind the 30-year-old cleric. U.S. Special Operations troops apprehended Yaqubi in Najaf before dawn on April 3rd. Again, it isn't clear who gave them the order, and turned him over to Iraqi police. The next day, a warrant was issued for Sadr's arrest. U.S. intelligence analysts in Baghdad calculated that Sadr, cut off from his best advisor, likely would respond with riots and a few attacks, but nothing that would last long. "You think it will spike, emotionally, for 48 to 72 hours," the senior army officer said a few weeks later, alluding to an intelligence forecast of 3 to 4 days of angry demonstrations. "We didn't anticipate it would go to the level it did." During most of the U.S. occupation, there had been around 200 incidents a week aimed at U.S. and allied forces. That had increased to 300 just once, during the Ramadan offensive in early November 2003. But the occupation forces had never seen a spike like the one in the spring of 2004, about 280 incidents in the last week of March, then about 370 in the first week of April, then 600 in the second week. The U.S. intelligence analysis soon was proven dramatically off base. "I and my followers of the believers have come under attack from the occupiers, imperialism, and the appointees," Sadr said in a Friday sermon in Kufa, a town just outside the holy city of Najaf. "Be on the utmost readiness, and strike them where you meet them." What followed that battle cry grew into the most widespread fighting U.S. forces had seen since the invasion a year earlier, as Shiite fighters engaged the occupation forces for the first time. That night, gunmen killed Kufa's police chief, Colonel Saeed Tiryak. 4 Salvadoran soldiers were caught by a mob, and one was murdered when rioters placed a grenade in his mouth and pulled the pin. The next day, the police chief from Mahmoudia, a small town just south of Baghdad, was shot to death along with his driver while passing through a traffic tunnel in the capital. Witnesses said those attackers were dressed in police uniforms. Meanwhile, in Mahmoudia itself, 6 other gunmen killed another police officer.